Today, we're talking about something that can completely transform the way that you run your business, and that's systems and processes. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Em, I barely have time to breathe, let alone to think about systems. But here's the thing. The time that you spend building systems now could save you so much time and so many headaches in the future. In this episode, we're breaking down why systems matter now more than ever, how they can save you time, reduce your stress, and even make your business more valuable. Whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for years, I'll show you how to work smarter, not harder. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Business BFF, the podcast where fierce and fabulous business women come together for the kind of real talk and honest advice only your besties would give. I'm your host, Emma Bowdler, founder of The Women's Accountant, and I'm here to help you navigate the wild world of business, finance, and life. Whether you're scaling up, starting fresh, or just need a pep talk from someone who gets it, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite bevy and get comfy. It's time for a chat with your business BFF.
So when we're talking about systems, there are five things as to why systems matter. And for me, they're my top five. So number one is that consistency leads to better results. So what I mean by that is clear systems mean that tasks are done in the same way every time, reducing errors. That consistency that you're creating can help build trust and professionalism in your brand. And a predictable process leads to higher quality output and happier clients. So if I were to think of an example, and one example that every business should have, and every business should have a system that supports it, is a client onboarding system. So having a client onboarding system that's really robust and outlines all of the steps means that every time that you bring a customer or client into your business, that client gets the same streamlined experience with welcome emails, with engagement letters, and all of the next steps are handled automatically. Now, whether that's being delivered by you or delivered by your team, the consistency should be the same throughout. One of the benefits of having that consistency is that it helps maintain that quality even during times of busyness. So for us, end of financial year is really busy, but it also maintains that consistency when the team changes. Which brings me to the second reason why systems matter. And that is because it is easier to train or replace staff. Now, if you are a business owner in Australia right now, finding good quality staff is really friggin' hard at the moment. So by having those systems in place and having documented those processes, it can act as a bit of a roadmap for onboarding staff. And for staff, that can, I guess, create a bit of clarity around their role and the way that you do things in your business. Now, in the accounting industry, there's kind of a, I guess, the way that different practices do things can be very different. And, you know, I always wanted to be an accountant who does things a little bit differently. And so for us to be able to take a team member that has had experience in other businesses and be able to, I guess, have them adapt to the way that we do things here by having systems and processes documented in place has made that super, it's made it a whole lot easier, I guess, as far as the training goes. When, I guess, in relation to, you know, staff, it also, you know, having those systems in place reduces the dependency on one single team member. So if you're a sole practitioner like I am. Absolutely, I've got team, but there are a lot of things that fall on my shoulders. And when I first, I guess, stepped into business ownership, all of my systems and processes were held in my head. And that makes it really hard for me to be able to, I guess, I don't think empower is the right word, but to, I guess, take those tasks that were on my to-do list and be able to give them to other people. It also minimizes the downtime when you're employing new people, but also covering absences. So an example of that might be, you know, a step-by-step guide for inquiries, you know, that allow, I guess, a new hire to pick up the task with minimal training. I guess from a team perspective, it also encourages that independence with the team, and it frees up your time to be able to do some of those, I guess, higher value leadership tasks that, you know, might be on your, or I guess on your list to do. It also protects the business continuity in situations where there's unexpected staff changes. So if you have a staff member who leaves really quickly, you can have those systems and processes in place so somebody else can step in and either do that job until somebody, you know, you can find a replacement, or maybe that's something that they take on permanently, I guess. Reason number three is that good systems save you time. And I know they do, because it's something that we've worked really hard on to be able to put those things in place. So there are so many automated AI tools out there now that allow you to create automations for repetitive tasks. So things like scheduling, if you've got diary management, you know, we use Calendly here, you know, it saves those back and forward emails for people to be able to book into me. If you're using things like Xero, you can set up Xero to have automated reminders that go out when bills aren't paid. You can have automation for follow-ups, whatever that looks like for you. And I guess by having those things in place and it's saving you time, it allows you to focus on the growth and strategic business decision making, which is where you need to be spending more of your time. So things like Calendly are super, I guess, useful in those situations. Monday.com if it's task management. And, you know, when we did this a little while ago, I went through a list of, I guess, you know, we did a bit of a check as to how I was spending my time. And we looked at all of the tasks that we did in our business and what were some of them that we could automate. And there was a lot. You know, you never want to automate a business to a point where you lose that personal touch. But those things like calendar reminders, it just reduces the mental load of managing those small repetitive tasks. Another really good benefit of having really great systems is that good systems mean that a business is saleable. So a business with documented systems that run smoothly without, you know, I guess as much consistent owner involvement as possible will make a business more saleable. It reduces the risks for buyers, so it makes your business more attractive. You know, when I think about the types of businesses that we deal with when we're in the selling phase, people will always look to buy businesses where there are systems and processes in place that have made the owner of that business as redundant as possible. So, and you'll hear me say this, you know, in different podcasts that I produce, but the best thing that a business owner can do is create a role that makes them redundant. And by having systems and processes in place, that can certainly help that. And I guess what it also does is it allows you as the business owner to gradually step back from those day-to-day operations of the business. Another benefit of having really great systems in place is that it reduces your stress and it gives you more freedom. So what I mean by that is it provides a peace of mind knowing that essential tasks are being handled even when you're not there. Now, I spent a month in the UK in July of 2024, and July is typically a season for accountants that is really, really busy. There's lots of new inquiries coming in. We're getting ready for new financial year. There's a lot to do, and there is abso-friggin-lutely no way possible that I would have been able to do that without having systems and processes in place and documented so that my team could run the business successfully when I was on the other side of the world. So it absolutely frees up your time to focus on what you love or take a really well-deserved break. And I guess, you know, what I see with a lot of business owners is they create this beautiful business, but they end up working harder than they've ever worked before, working for themselves than what they would working for somebody else. Because the reality is, if you're working for somebody else, you're probably getting, you know, sick leave and you're getting annual leave and all of those things. So set them up and give yourself a well-deserved break where you can. I guess one of the other benefits is that it, you know, when I think about that, it does enable a better work-life balance. And I guess it kind of, you know, also helps towards preventing that burnout phase. So by creating flexibility for your business to scale without working longer hours. Now, when we think about systems and we think about processes, and if you're a planner like me, you're really good at putting these things in place. But what I can tell you is that a good system is only as good as when it's reviewed. So what I mean by that is systems need regular checkups. A bit like you, a bit like your car, need regular servicing. You need to keep them up to date to make sure they're relevant and they're still effective. So what we do here is every time we put a new system or process in place, we will immediately put a review date in there, and that is scheduled for our monthly meeting. So if I was putting in place a, let's say, a debtors process today, I would have time in my diary. Usually for me, some people do it 6 monthly. We do ours annually for 12 months time to go through that and make sure it's still effective. It's really important. Now, just on that, you know, I believe that staff feedback is invaluable when you're putting systems in place. And the reason that I say that is because often you are, you know, as the business owner, you're not maybe doing all of the pieces. It can actually be really beneficial to allow your team to be a part of that. So ask your team, you know, to have a look at their own systems and what is working and what needs changing. I always find that you get better systems and processes in place if the person doing the job is implementing them. So just keep that one in mind. Because I guess, you know, when we think about that, a stagnant system can become a liability. And, you know, if you can review those things regularly, then I guess it, you know, I guess it can kind of, yeah, I help your business, I guess, achieve the goals that you want to achieve down the track. Now, you know, this can be a little bit daunting if you're just starting out, but there are so many tools that you can implement that can help you there are so many tools out there that can help you get started with this. So if you're new to system documentation, some of our favorites, Scribe, if you are not familiar with that, what it is a app that will automatically capture screenshots on your computer every time you click a button or take a step. So I use this pretty regularly for Xero. Like if Xero's done an update, I will jump in and, you know, if I'm, let's say it's a, I need to set up a new employee, then every click that I make within that Xero screen will be captured and AI will automatically put some of the steps in for the wording, you know, click here, do this, do that. And you can update that really easily. If you use video, then one of the tools that we use here is Loom. So you can record really quick videos of your screen and your voice. And they're really great for instructional videos. If you're a service-based business who's giving updates to clients, that's a really great way. Again, in Xero, I'll often, if somebody sends me, how do I do this in Xero? I will jump into Loom, do a quick screen record, and then send that back to them. That one's really awesome. The one that we use here for task management is monday.com. There are so many out there. There's Trello, there's Asana, there's ClickUp. But that one, we use that one entirely for our workflow, but it helps you organize processes in an easy to follow format, and you can assign different tasks to teams. The next one that we use all of the time is Zapier. If you're not familiar with Zapier, it kind of acts as a connection tool for you to be able to connect your entire ACT stack together. So for us, we use Ignition for our proposals. Once a proposal is accepted, Zapier will create a task in Monday to do the onboarding. Zapier will also create a contact in our email, in our CRM for the client as well. And so it is all just automated in that regard. When we think to document management, we use OneDrive here. We're a Microsoft practice. So OneDrive. You could use Google Drive if you're a Google practice, a Google business, but that's a really great way to, I guess, organize your documents and share those with people that you need. That's it for today's episode. Now, just remember that really good systems don't just make your life easier. They're the foundation for scaling your business and making it saleable. So if you're a little bit overwhelmed, just have a look at it, a really high-level view, and just choose one area that feels messy and map it out. See what works, sort it out, and then everything can run smoother. So if there is a system that you're stuck on and you don't know where to start, send us a DM on Instagram at The Women's Accountant, and then we can share with you there what has worked for us and see if we can nut that out together. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to The Business BFF. We hope you found this episode equal parts big hug and kick up the bum. All the things a bestie is good for. Remember, you've got this, and we've got your back like only a BFF can. If you've loved what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow business besties. Don't forget to follow us on social media at The Women's Accountant for more tips, tricks, and behind the scenes fun. Until next time, keep being fierce and oh so fabulous.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with a fellow businesswoman or tag me at The Women's Accountant on Instagram, and I would love to hear about the bold moves you're planning for 2025.